The Hamilton County Hospital in Syracuse has been struggling financially for years. This March, Hamilton County Commissioners refused to put any more burden on the county's taxpayers to support the hospital. Instead, they formed a special committee to look for other options to preserve access to health care. Local Ford dealer Mark Davis served on the committee. I asked him how close the hospital was to shutting down.
Weeks. Being zero cash, not being able to make payroll.
Davis says his oldest son would like to move back to Syracuse with his wife and new baby.
I told him, no, you can't come home if there's not 24-hour emergency care. She can't get up in the middle of the night and have a baby with 104 temperature that needs to go to emergency room and know that maybe there's a blizzard going on here or whatever, and that she's got to get to wherever, Garden City, to see a doctor.
The committee requested proposals from other hospitals in the area. Hospital Board Chairman Ron Munyon didn't like the responses.
One hospital wanted just to do the clinic and close the hospital. So what happens when somebody needs to go into a bed? Well, you go to Lake and Johnson or Tribune or Garden City. So that was not too good of an idea.
In fact, none of the area hospitals proposed a way to keep the hospital in Syracuse open. The hospital's interim CEO, Rob Rawlings, told the hospital board at a meeting last month they had barely enough money in the bank to keep paying their employees.
We should end the week with about $128,000 in cash. And again, as you walk down through here, it looks like we can get through now, it looks like the second week of May, assuming everything stays the same.
But everything is not staying the same. Maybe it's blind luck. Mark Davis calls it divine intervention. Either way, Dr. Richard Carter from Edmond, Oklahoma, happened to be at a hospital in the Oklahoma Panhandle a few weeks ago. Someone there mentioned the problems at the Hamilton County Hospital, so Carter boarded his private helicopter and headed for Syracuse. Carter, a family practice doctor, operates Carter Professional Care. The company specializes in rescuing ailing rural hospitals.
All the physicians I know really care about patient care and patient health. And as a family practice doctor, you look at where is that needed the most? Then it's definitely the rural community.
Mark Davis says he and the other committee members were as thorough as they could be in checking on Carter's track record.
Carter's group moved into five critical access hospitals, as we are, in Oklahoma. One of them was actually 4 days away from closing when they first heard about it. And all of those hospitals that they have taken over management of are all still open. Not much better endorsement than that.
Carter says the Hamilton County Hospital has been losing between $80,000 and $110,000 a month, but it's still in better shape than some he's seen. He's optimistic that his team can put the hospital back in the black, so much so that he's signed a 10-year agreement to manage the facility. Carter expects to lose money on the operation for the first 2 or 3 years, but he thinks it'll turn around. He says the key to saving rural hospitals is not to keep cutting services to hold costs down, but to provide quality care close to home.
What we've seen is that there's been an evolution towards transferring most patients out, even patients that could be managed at a rural health facility. So basically all we've done is we go in and we recognize what a facility is capable of, and then we try to help that facility achieve its potential in a very quality fashion. And as a result, we see utilization of the hospitals increase.
Carter says patients should be transferred to a larger facility when specialty care not available at the local hospital is needed. But then he wants to bring those patients back to their local facility once they're stabilized. He says that's good financially for the larger hospitals and the rural hospitals. And being closer to family and friends is generally better for the patient, too. With an estimated one-third of all critical access hospitals at risk of closing, you can bet many people will be watching to see how well this model works. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Brian Thompson.